Chapter 20, Responses to Anti-Terrorism Rhetoric. In the previous chapter, I discussed President George W. Bush's anti-terrorism rhetoric. Here, I would like to analyze two intellectuals' responses to his arguments. When George W. Bush's rhetoric escalated in the Axis of Evil speech, he suffered from the so-called boomerang effect. Namely, his rhetoric was so harsh that it could threaten to damage his own credibility. Therefore, it is worth exploring the responses made by such famous intellectuals as Noam Chomsky and Edward Said. Noam Chomsky, a prominent professor of linguistics at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, used four strategies to criticize Bush at international conferences last year. First, Chomsky used rationalist appeal, which is pointing out what is lacking in arguments from a rational rather than an emotional perspective. On October 18, 2001, Chomsky stated, "I'm going to assume two conditions for this recorded talk. The first one is just what I assume to be recognition of fact. The second assumption has to do with the goals. I'm assuming that our goal is that we are interested in reducing the likelihood of such crimes, whether they are against us or against someone else." Chomsky's second strategy was the argument from definition. In the same talk, he argued, "A brief statement taken from a U.S. Army manual is that terror is calculated use of violence, or the threat of violence, to attain political or religious ideological goals through intimidation, coercion, or instilling fear. That's terrorism. That's a fair enough definition. I think it is reasonable to accept that. The problem is that it can't be accepted, because if you accept that, all the wrong consequences follow." Chomsky's third strategy was to accuse Bush over his labeling of his friends and foes. On December 8, 2001, the professor contended, "When bin Laden speaks of our lands, he is referring to Muslim lands, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, and others. When Bush and Blair speak of our land, they are, in contrast, referring to the world. The distinction reflects the power that the adversaries command, that either side can speak without shame of eradicating evil in light of their records." The last strategy Chomsky used was to indict Bush's doublespeak, or use of euphemism. On December 8, 2001, he stated, "Even before September 11, the U.S. outspent the next 15 countries for defense, which, as usual, means offense." By contrast, Edward Said, Old Dominion Foundation professor in the humanities at Columbia University, used different strategies. Said began with the public responsibility of writers. In Public Role of Writers and Intellectuals, he argued, "In all cultures, writers have a separate, perhaps even more honorific, place than do intellectuals. The aura of creativity and an almost sanctified capacity for originality accrues to writers as it doesn't at all to intellectuals, who, with regard to literature, belong to the slightly debased and parasitic class of critics." Further, Said stressed that the public sphere should be open to free and unrestricted discussion. "In that wider setting, then, the basic distinction between writers and intellectuals need not be made. Insofar as they both act in the new public sphere dominated by globalization and assumed to exist even by adherents of the Khomeini fatwa, their public role as writers and intellectuals can be discussed and analyzed together." Finally, Said responded by suggesting the roots of the problem between the West and Islamic world and a desirable solution. First, the construction of simplified bowlerizations of history is at the very heart of the contest described by Benjamin Barber as Jihad versus McWorld. And, second, intellectual labor should aim to construct fields of coexistence rather than fields of battle. In short, the two intellectual giants indicated that Bush developed his argument without enough evidence, and therefore that we should take a more constructive rather than destructive approach to this problem that the contemporary world is now facing.